This is John Hassel and Brian Eno with Fourth World Volume 1, Possible Musics, from 1980. We're headed in to the second hour. Thank you. Dream sequence with the dialogue in it. Man, that is such a creepy scene, but so powerful. I've been having very surreal dreams myself lately. I'll get into them as it goes on, but I was the other. Like a few nights ago, I guess like a week ago, my whole dream was just wiping sweat off my face, like my forehead and my cheeks. And there was someone watching me. that's the whole dream. And it was, I've never had a dream so specific and localized and like banal, I guess. But yeah, it was kind of a good dream though. It was interesting. But yeah, I'll share some. I've been having just like elaborate dreams, and I usually don't. So it's like a wonderful, it's a cool thing. I like the thought of going to sleep. When I was little, I used to have this dream where it was a recurring dream, like multiple times growing up, where I had to go somewhere, but I would never get there. I had like a goal to get to school or something, and I just, all these things would happen, and I'd be like running in slow motion or get totally sidetracked and not know why, and then it's dark and I've missed school, and I would be so anxious, I guess. So I used to have dreams like that. Luckily I stopped having that dream. And it was like different iterations. Like it wasn't always school. It'd be like, oh, run this errand. And I'd always like never make it, even though I was trying. It was like in the back of my head the whole dream, but things kept coming up and pulling me away. I like dreams. I like to analyze dreams. Because you can't really be wrong in your analysis, I don't think. Could mean anything, really. It could mean anything. This is Fatima Miranda on vocals with Brian Eno and John Hassell.
Yes, you're a snow, 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 you're over on it as well. I'm sitting in the face. You'll never. It's an interview zone. Yes, in the boat.
But the point I was going to make is that I must walk at least 3.5 miles in either one of those cities.
Now, what do you see in the cities that you...
I didn't believe you. Can I ask you something?
What?
You know I like you, don't you?
Yes.
And I hope you like me the way I like you.
Yes.
I was wondering if you would be my girl.
Oh, Michael.
Official. I have something I want to tell you.
Yes, Michael.
Not like other guys.
Of course not. That's why I love you.
No, I mean I'm different.
What are you talking about?
Get away! Ir visų manęs tuos įvystų, čia jau pusiau,
én észre negyed. Igen.
Nem jössz?
Hú, szabad. De ne, ne.
Was nicht sehe, das ist aus, was ich mir meine.
the house in the shaft or something.
Well, shouldn't it? You used to look back.
Well, the last thing is, yeah. You're so...
Get out of here.
No, I'm enjoying this.
Well, I can't.
No.
Excuse me. Scrawled in blood. What's it say? See you next Wednesday.
Stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly goons from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mere mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
Thank you.
Sigur, slash lem de slash. I da ka lust ska snack när när du med i där så syns jag ut så. Ja, det men det är det bäst. Så det är ju mer.
Som att det är ju bra att se på det du kan med i. Ja.
Carves and manager caught in the dark, snipes and iron or police, but sheriff with his
Been a minute. I don't know why I started to yawn as soon as I turned on the mic. What do we have here? Well, I didn't plan this out. Let us see. So, I've been thinking about another dream to tell, and this was my most recent dream that I remember. It was really beautiful, actually, like a beautiful setting it started out with. I mean, it was multi-part, so this was an elaborate dream. I don't have dreams that are usually this elaborate, but I was in this really green setting. There was like a warm green lake, and there were just these drooping green trees, and everywhere you looked it was like a different shade of green, and the water was like this mint green, and up above were like darker shaded green trees, and it was warm and sunny and like swampy lake, and I've never been in a swamp, but swampy. And I was with a friend who was a boy, and then all of a sudden we sort of like descended down into a bed, and we were talking and laying, and I kissed him, and as a result of my kiss, he turned into an 80-year-old woman. First he screamed no, turned into an 80-year-old woman. Suddenly, like I had broken the spell or something, and he was, his immortal shell of boyhood was gone, and he was just a sad old woman. Not sad because she was old, but I guess sad because she was like dying. It was really like, it stayed with me. It was kind of morbid, and I don't know what it means. I don't, maybe it's like a fear of being misunderstood. like a kiss gone, you know, misinterpreting a moment, misreading something, because it felt like the perfect thing to do. It felt like that's what this was leading up for. This is a very romantic, intimate swim. And then it was clearly like in that moment, then the opposite of the right thing to do, just a wrong move. And I knew it, but too late. So that's my dream. Kissing and changing form. Oy. First someone's watching me, and then I'm there's something something a little off to the, is there a theme that you're catching on to? I don't think I'm anxious, but maybe I am. Maybe that's what anxious people say. No, I don't. I think most anxious people know they're anxious. I don't know. I won't pretend to speak for an anxious person. I'm queuing, and it is gonna come. Thank you.
Bye.